This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. And the big headline at Schnucks this week, save money on thousands of new Schnucks brand items, then save even more money by using the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today. Steve Stanger has 10 days to report to one of America's cushiest prisons.
Yay.
It's called the federal prison Camp Yankton. Yankton, South Dakota.
That's pretty awesome.
Dude, if there's camp in the name of your prison, you know it's going to be kind of a good time.
Or yank.
What's the odds that this prison is nicer than my apartment?
Pretty good.
Pretty high. Yeah. They probably have like tennis courts and yoga classes and stuff like that.
Welcome to Yankton.
Horrible.
Yeah, he has until Saturday, September 21st, to turn himself in and get his butt down there. So have fun, Steve. I'm sure you'll have fun. Hey, at least justice was served, I guess. Cushiest prisons in America.
The picture they have is the headline on STL Today of that. Steve Stanger, they just must have picked the worst picture of him possible because he looks like he's going, yeah, I don't care about any of this.
You know who I don't care about? My constituents. That's just what his eyes say. Donald Trump has called for U.S. interest rates to be zero or less. I thought, oh, obviously he was just doing one of his helicopter talks and was just vibing and talking, and he said something silly. No, it was in a tweet. He said the Federal Reserve should get our interest rates down to zero or less, and then we should start to refinance our debt. Interest costs could be brought way down while at the same time substantially lengthening the term. We have the great currency, power, and balance sheet. We should always be paying the lowest interest rate. No inflation.
That is so above my pay grade. I don't understand any of it. I just don't.
He's doing art of the deal. He's trying to get them to lower it. He knows they won't lower it to zero, but he's trying to pressure them.
I mean, I don't even understand interest rates. I understand the very, very basics of three's better than four.
Right.
And two's better than three when they're paying you, but how the inverse this and the that, long-term bonds.
He does understand. He's exactly the person who does understand that stuff because he's made a lot of money and he's been in business
playing
forever.
Playing that game.
Yeah, yep. So I think zero or less sounds silly, but I know nothing about it. So maybe people do get less than zero interest rate once in a while. I don't know.
This is my entire knowledge. Since I've been an adult, here's what happens. Every time the economy gets good, the Fed raises the interest rate and it wrecks everything. And everybody goes, why did they do it? And then they say, we have to.
We just keep doing
it. And then they lower it and the economy gets better again.
I know.
It's like, seems to me that there's something here. You raise it and things go to hell.
You know what, though? I also
lower
think,
it and things get better.
Let me say this.
How about keep lowering it?
I think we've all fallen into the trap.
But I'm sure that's wrong, too.
Of giving any one man or woman all the blame and all the credit, especially when it comes to geo-global economics. There's so many millions of things that go into all of this stuff. And I do believe that the man or woman in the Oval Office, the buck should stop there. But let's not fool ourselves.
There's some luck.
I mean, and just cycles. Just, you know, it's like they're just cycles that run and it goes up and it goes down and this and that. That being said, I think that Trump has had a positive effect, obviously. The unemployment rate for African Americans has literally never been this low. I mean, but does that mean that it can't cycle back around and for whatever reason we get a recession? No, of course not. It's not going to keep going up. I remember back when I first started getting ratings and I had gotten really good ratings. I'm number four, I'm number three, I'm number two, I'm number one. Oh, crap, I'm number eight. And remember Joe Rush said, nothing goes up forever, Glove.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. Not like I'm going to go from a 12 share to a 30 to a... It's like, yeah, things go in cycles.
Can't be number one with a bullet.
I'm just looking at Yankton Camp on prisonwire.com.
It says it has Yankton...
That's
quotes?
A different website. There's a link here that I won't click on. It says the prisoners are classed as low-level risked and Yankton camp may or may not have perimeter fencing and a low staff to inmate ratio.
It looks like Hogwarts.
Minimum security. The camps are generally as close as you can get to not feeling like the inmate is incarcerated.
Why do we have
this? Well, that'll teach him a lesson.
Oh, good.
Why do we have this? Literally, it looks like a really nice Ivy League college with no with no fences.
Probably is.
I have to go to jail, but it's cool because it's not going to feel like jail.
Have you guys ever been in a prison?
Oh, yeah.
I have
you?
Not.
Well, no.
I have not. Have you, Dave?
Yes. There used to be one out.
I've been in them. I've not been
to someone
prison.
Someone will know this.
For very long.
But it was out like in the Gumbo Flats. And I was working for a firm, and one of the guys was very, very liberal, and he would represent people that were sentenced to death. And one guy was sentenced to death because he killed a guard during a riot.
Whoa.
And so I was going in to interview someone who saw what happened. And this guy, forget his name, but he was, I swear to God, 6'8", 400 pounds, big full beard. And his name was like Killer or something like that. Mm-hmm. So here I am, brand new shiny attorney with my JCPenney suit, pulling up in my Ford Ranger with no air conditioning. It is the creepiest damn thing. This was a no kidding around prison. When you go in, even though you're in a suit with a briefcase, when that door slams behind you, it is friggin' creepy.
Yeah.
And then I sat there in like a common area talking to this guy, and he did not want to help the guy I was working to help. It was weird. I don't recommend going to prison. If you're going to Yankton.
Yeah, go to Camp Yankum.
That actually seems really fun.
Camp Yankum.
There are no doors that close behind you, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I would probably take that over my life now.
What
to
does
be
it mean?
Honest.
Can we not get eyes on Camp Yankum? Does nobody, they're not pictures when it says or may not be fenced areas?
Right. Well, I thought there was going to be
they're
like
they're not
a cool,
sure on any given day.
Yeah. I want a brochure because I might take a vacation here. Let's see, satellite view. Let's see if my...
There may or may not be fenced areas.
Like, we may not lock the doors
at night. Nobody knows if there's a wall?
Listen, if you need to make yourself a sandwich in the middle of the night...
It seems like a very knowable thing.
The commissary's open.
It seems like very knowable.
It looks like there's a fence from the satellite view, but their website said may or may not.
We only have French's mustard. Sorry.
Going to prison...
You have to come back at least every other Saturday to check in.
Imagine going to prison for a crime
you didn't commit.
It's one of the worst things I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Is being stuck, like Tony said, in hell, and you don't deserve to be there, and you're not getting out. It's just... it makes my skin crawl thinking about it.
Jeffrey Epstein got out every day. They just let him go home every day. Did you read that?
Yeah.
Oh, from his first stint?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he had to go do work for a charity, so he created a charity, and he would go home and work for it.
Yeah, and then have to come back.
That's probably why he was so bummed out whenever he finally got what was coming to him. He was like, man, I thought prison was way more fun than this.
Man, he played the system a long time. He lived to be, what, 66? Raped a lot of girls, flew on private jets. It didn't catch up to him until the very end. Mm.
All right, a payroll company called My Payroll HR abruptly closed, like, overnight. It was seized by another company, and the accounts that they were paying thousands of people out of were all frozen. Then funds that had already been paid, speaking of nightmares, were repossessed. So people who had gotten paid from this company after closing, then they had overdraft fees because their paychecks got paid back or taken back. It's just crazy. So My Payroll HR is the company there.
If you added up all of my overdraft fees over my lifetime, it would be bigger than one of my paychecks. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
When I was a hobo, I would go to the I would go to the mailbox, and when you pulled out the thin envelopes, you knew that's what it was. Because it was just one slip in there saying non-sufficient funds.
Oh yeah.
Your check for $400 was sent back, and I got to the point where it's just like, look, I know that five of them got sent back. I just hope that this one got paid.
So before there was online banking,
mm-hmm.
were you like on top of your checkbook, or were you just like praying? Like, were you balancing it regularly? Or okay, he's looking at me like, why are you even asking this question?
Should have
seen. I mean, I've known you for a while now.
I know.
I had a piece of paper magneted to the
Is that the
refrigerator? It was magneted.
It was magneted to the refrigerator.
I think I know now why you were poor.
And I would write like the big number at the top, and then I would keep try to keep every single receipt.
Whatever.
That I had.
You were like partying back then.
And
like,
I would subtract. I would try to keep a basic idea. That's how I balance my checkbook, like by just subtracting the number as whatever receipt said whatever.
So if one of your roommates knocked it off, you're like, Hambone, I magneted that up for a purpose.
That was magneted. That was clearly magneted there for a reason. Yeah. And you would try to time it out like, well, it'll probably take at least 4 days for this check to get to wherever it's going.
I was king of the float, man.
Yeah. Oh, float it out there and
kidding
just pray.
Me?
All right,
crumple up your check.
$18 at the bar last night. Let's call it 10. Let's round down.
Dude, I was a mess. Just a mess.
Apple is taking on, I've always had online banking my entire adult life, and I credit a lot of my fiscal responsibility to just knowing exactly what's
in there. That
would
have helped me.
Apple is taking on Netflix with a $5 a month streaming service. Of course, we've heard about, I think it's called Disney Plus, which is $7. So when you add those two together, they're kind of working hand in hand. They're $1 less than Netflix.
I'm so confused.
It's just a new streaming service.
I know,
with new content.
But I'm so confused by, like, I looked at Sling the other day. I looked at this over and over. They have four levels. So typically, and they have the check marks where it's like HBO, it's on this one, not this one.
Okay.
They had their lowest level, which was like $46. And then their next level, called Elite, was $49. But the lower level, I'm sorry, yes, the lower level had more channels than the more expensive one.
But it had a bunch of crap channels, I bet.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's how that works.
It doesn't sound like you to research that much before you buy.
That's about as much research as I've done. I just kept staring at it like...
The check marks confused him.
This can't be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.